KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's time now for the Coaches Show as we're talking boys basketball today with some area coaches as well as Wyndham's Kobe Lovell here on KDOM. So stay tuned. Again, talking boys basketball today and also giving out the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers KDOM Player of the Week. So stay tuned here on KDOM.
Cooling in Mountain Lake is ready to help you with all of your heating and cooling needs. Service or replacement, Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling has you covered. Call 507-621-1018 and talk to John today.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jennings of Westbrook Walnut Grove at Boys Basketball. And look back here, Coach. It's been a while since we chatted, but we'll start here with the new year. You guys had Russell Tyler Ruth then at home. You know, coming off a holiday where you had a bit of a break in there, but able to get a couple of wins against TMB and Canby. You know, and starting here with RTR on Monday the 5th. You know, a lot of history between the two squads. RTR, you know, looking at their schedule and their, you know, their record right now, you may think, oh, it's not the RTR of old, but they've played some really good competition, and they're still a really good team, and they ended up taking that win to start the year 70-52.
Yeah, you know, coming up the break, playing on the first day back from school, just a unique situation. And RTR is a veteran team. You know, they start five seniors, and you know, we come out of the gate pretty well. We forced five turnovers in the first seven possessions, and we're able to, you know, build a small lead and you know, one that we weren't really able to maintain, and you know, got out of some foul trouble midway through the first half, and so tried to play branded, so to speak, and you know, maybe combinations that we hadn't played that much, you know, in the first half a dozen games, and found ourselves down by 9 at halftime. You know, thanks primarily to Connor Jekyll's, you know, making 3 3-pointers, scoring 11 points in the first half to try to, you know, kind of keep us within reach. And then in the second half, RTR scored the first 7 points, and that 9-point disadvantage really ballooned in a hurry, and just wasn't one that we could come back from. And most of the second half was kind of played between that 10 and 14 point mark, and we could just never really seem to get the stop and the score to get that into single digits. And you know, our guys fought hard. Credit to RTR, they made, you know, 12 out of 22 3-point attempts, while we only made 4 out of 20. So you know, fairly simple game. You know, they make a couple less, we make a couple more, and then you're pretty even. And you know, as far as rebounds and turnovers and all those other stat lines, you know, the game was fairly equal. We just weren't able to make enough jump shots to win on this night. But you know, I was proud of our guys' effort, and you know, something that they can learn from, especially our three sophomores that are playing a lot of minutes. And you know, hopefully we'll get another chance at those guys here in a week. But we were led by Neil Keel with 15, and then Connor Jekyll's 11, and Max Weiberg 10.
All right, Coach, tough one there against RTR, but you know, had to shake it off quickly, turning around the very next day, and had Red Rock Central on the road. And you know, this is a squad that the guys, they know each other on and off the court really well. You know, headed to Lamberton, having to, you know, deal with Henry Stavnis, one of the better guards in the Red Rock Conference, but you guys able to get the job done, get the win 70-47.
Yeah, again, you know, you just, again, coming out of Christmas break, and now you're playing a back-to-back on pretty much no practice, and trying to kind of game plan and scheme for, you know, someone like Henry and some of the different stuff they have in place with the coaching change. I feel like our guys shook off the night before pretty well, and we were able to, you know, kind of get a double-digit advantage midway through the first half, and then saw Red Rock bring that back within, you know, within three. I think it was at 22-19, but then we were able to get a timeout and, you know, respond with a 10-point run of our own, and took 11-point lead into halftime. And, you know, I thought in the second half did a good job of, you know, containing Henry a little bit better, holding him to just 2 made field goals in the second half, and using, you know, a variety of defenders to give him different looks. And you know, able to come away with a victory. And our probably biggest downfall again is we only made 4 3-pointers and 12 of 22 from the line, which, you know, are areas I thought we'd really excel in this year. So we're trying to work our way through that. But we got 25 points from Drew Swanson and 14 from Jackson Jennings with Max Weiberg adding 10. And I think we had three guys, but those three guys also all had a double-double in the game with rebounds and points. So that's something that doesn't happen very often. And, you know, we got able to get some different rotations in there at the end of the game and get some of our next guys an opportunity. And, you know, look forward to, you know, see what those guys have in the future.
All right, and then finishing up a busy week, you guys had Heron Lake Okabino Fulda on the Friday at home. You know, the Coyotes are a team also kind of trying to find their identity with a new guy in charge there for the Coyotes. And, you know, they're a big team. They got some big guys inside, you know, a little bit more of a half-court team than usual, I think. But you guys able to take down the Coyotes 77-47.
Yeah, you know, the game was slow at first. And, you know, I think we had to feel our way through some defensive possessions. And like you said, those are some big guys. And so trying to find ways for us to match up on them was a challenge. You know, like, for example, we typically would have Drew Swanson defend the ball. But because in this game that guy for Heron Lake is the smallest guy on the floor, we got to move Connor Jacobs to that spot and then move Drew to guard a bigger opponent. And so we just had to work our way through that, and then some of the different switches and changes that happened within their offense that forced their hand a little bit defensively. But I thought, you know, we played our way through the first half and took a 30-28 lead into halftime and were able to come out in the second half. And early in the second half, Drew was able to pass the 1,000-point mark in his career, so a fun moment for him and his family, but also for his teammates. And kind of from that point on, from when that happened, we were able to really stretch the game out and shared the ball a little bit more. We're able to get some different guys involved in some scoring opportunities. You know, Drew did end the game with 26 points. Jackson Jennings 17, Max Weiberg 12, and Neil Keel 11. But we got Mason Warner off the bench with 6 and a couple rebounds, and are able to get sophomore Cooper Safford his first varsity basket at the end. So, you know, a lot of positives, a good way to end a busy week and take ourselves into the weekend.
All right, and then looking here, just this last Monday, you guys had the matchup against Southwest Minnesota Christian, headed to Edgerton, always a tough place to play. You know, the recent history between the two teams is something to look at, and it's something that, you know, has been a lot of fun to watch the last couple of years. And first time seeing them this year, and looked to be a battle, but the Eagles got to win 74-61.
Yeah, you know, I would say that, you know, it's our 11th game of the year, and of all 11 games, it's probably the game I was most comfortable with. And we're really proud of our guys for the effort that they put in and some of the challenges that they faced throughout the game. And you know, we got off to a 13-3 lead and got a timeout. And, you know, totally expect them to have a response, which they did. And I think, you know, we probably led for 16 minutes in the first half. There was only four baskets where they either tied or took the lead. And they were able to get a couple of free throws with under 10 seconds to go to have a 2-point lead at halftime. And, you know, the second half kind of played that way as well. We were able to get it tied. They get ahead by 4. We get it back to a possession. They get ahead by 6. We get it back to a possession. But eventually, we got in foul trouble. You know, Max Weiberg had a great night for us as far as defending, and had 11 rebounds in just 20 minutes. But, you know, a few screen fouls and got him into some trouble, and that forced our hand a little bit defensively. And Southwest was able to counter that with some situations that were challenging for us to guard. But, you know, the thing I was probably most proud of is we went to Southwest with 3 sophomores playing a lot of minutes that hadn't really played there before in that type of environment. And we're able to get to the foul line 25 times. and force them into 20 fouls, which is very uncommon over our history of playing those guys. And, you know, we just didn't quite have enough gas in the tank to get there at the end. But super proud of the guys and their effort and their kind of this ability to stick with it and play through the full 36 minutes. And, you know, I feel like we maybe got, you know, we got some good film. We learned some things about, you know, playing hard and having to play every possession and every pass and every dribble like it's the last one in the game. So Drew had a really good night, kind of controlled the ball a lot, got 13 to 17 from the foul line, made three threes for 34 points. Jackson made a couple of threes for 12. And you know, then we had Neil and Max and Tucker Crick, sophomore, and Connor Jacobs all contributed offensively as well. And, you know, something that we'll look for the next time, which is way out there, is our last regular season game to play these guys again. We'll be just trying to find that, you know, second and third scorer and maybe that third ball handler to help take some of that pressure off and let guys catch their breath and stay a little fresher, because we know going into the game to compete, we're going to have three guys play 36 minutes again. And, you know, definitely a great learning experience for our three sophomores, and something I think we can look back on and grow on in the future.
For sure, Coach. And you know, looking forward here, Thursday, tomorrow, you guys got a really good Hills Beaver Creek team, one of the best teams in the state at 10-0. You know, super athletic, very fast squad. And then Saturday got Sleepy Eye. And then after that, you know, it gets into the point where you got RTR again, you got Edgerton again, you start playing teams for the second time this year. I know as a coach, it's the next game up mentality. What's kind of the thought process here headed in towards the weekend and the second half of the season?
Yeah, you know, this is going to be it's a really tricky stretch for us. You know, we're at Southwest Monday, we're going to Hills on Thursday, and, you know, going on the road to play Sleepy Eye Saturday. And, you know, for us going to Hills, like, again, it's just about experiencing it and relying on our, you know, three veteran guys to, you know, kind of carry the load and patiently wait for the three younger guys to figure it out. And pace of play is going to be a big one. But most of all, you know, we're going on the road to Hills. Again, we're just trying to get 36 minutes of film. And that means we want to compete on every possession. And if the ball goes in the hoop, great. If it doesn't, you know, get the rebound, go back, defend, whatever you got to do. But, like, let's make every possession be something that we can learn from. And then, you know, Saturday night, we're going to Lambertson to play Sleepy Eye. It's an uncommon opponent. Good opponent from the Tomahawk, and, you know, well, again, just get out there and compete, because I feel like we're playing well, but we still have a lot of growing to do. And let's get, you know, let's play well throughout this week, so next week when we're, you know, at home playing in front of our own crowd in our own locker room, that we, you know, have you know, some momentum, and, you know, get that second chance in RTR on Tuesday, and, you know, hopefully we can learn from that one last week, and, you know, shoot the ball a little bit better in our own gym, and you know, see what we can make happen here. It's a busy stretch. There's, you know, some good competition, but I think that's exciting. That's what you should be wanting as a high school basketball player, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Hildebrand of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Boys Basketball. And Coach, over the holidays was pretty tough. Just before the holidays, you know, you guys dealing with a lot of sickness in the school, which, you know, took away a lot of guys there before the holiday season for you. But it gave some kids some experience, and now some guys here playing in the mid part of the season that, you know, got their first varsity minutes or now are getting a lot of good minutes for you. And we'll go back here to the start of the year on Friday, January 2nd. You guys had a really good St. James team coming to town. You know, you had Wyndham right before the holidays, you know, another two-way school, and now St. James, who can really shoot the heck out of the basketball, and they ended up getting the win there 90-59.
Yeah, like you said, a really good St. James team. In this area, you don't get many days off at all. And in our case this season, it just seems like we're not, and nobody does. So we played a really good St. James team, and you also had mentioned that we, with sickness, have had to call up some younger kids and get some experience, and one of those kids, Micah Fast, played real well against St. James, so he's probably my highlight from that game. Used 3-for-6 from the three-point line, 6-for-10 overall field goal, so ended that game with 15 points for us, and as an eighth grader coming up to the varsity level, there's definitely some things we got to work with him on, but you know, if you watch him play, you can definitely tell he's not scared. He's been a kid that his older brother's in our program, and he's been tagging along to varsity summer league the last couple of years. So he's got to play against good competition before, and that's definitely helped him here. But overall, just struggled guarding a very good St. James team, like you said.
Yeah, you know, had to turn right back around on the following Monday and take on the favorite to come out of Section 3A, Hills Beaver Creek. The Patriots, you know, undefeated, and, you know, they're a very athletic team, but a very disciplined team. They're not necessarily one that's going to run up and down and go crazy when it comes to, you know, turning it into a track meet. They like that half-court set and, you know, a lot of good athletes, and they got a lot of good shooters, and they ended up getting a win 75-41.
Yeah, they did, and it honestly could have been a lot worse. Their coach was rotating a lot of guys in early. Didn't need to do it, but a real classy guy. Just the way he handled things, he knew we were a little shorthanded and not in a great place as a program, so very thankful for that. And I think it's also a good thing for our boys to see what, you know, a school and a program that works year-round, what it takes to be good, and that's speed and strength training, starting at a very young age and doing that year-round, and playing three sports and all that good stuff that you need to be successful. So not fun to be on the other end of a butt-whooping like that, but for me, a coachable moment for those boys to just see what it takes to be good, and hope by the end of the year we can translate that into our kids making some better decisions, working a little bit more in the off season.
All right, and then having to get that third game in about 5 days, you had Russell Tyler Ruthen on the sixth, and you know, this is a team that you've had some run-ins with the last couple of years, whether it be, you know, throughout the regular season or seeing them at the state tournament a couple of years ago. You know, they are a team that has a lot of experience. They're another group that's been playing together for a long time, and the Knights ended up getting that win 72-38.
Yeah, another very lopsided score. I will say in this one, I thought our boys came out and competed very well for the majority of the first half. Things got a little bit away from us, and we just weren't able to buy a basket. I thought defensively we were a little better than we had been in the previous few games, but at the end of the day, you got to put the ball through the hoop in order to win games. So, very good program. They're on a roll here as of the last couple weeks, and yeah, came out of that one with the loss as well.
All right, and then on Friday, you guys had Murray County Central at home, and you know, another group that is trying to make strides this year, and the Rebels, you know, kind of took control inside early. You know, two post players, 6'4" and 6'7", kind of, you know, were able to dominate early on, but you guys showed the fight throughout and kept it a game all the way through until the end when the Rebels pulled away, and it was an 84-63 victory for Murray County Central.
Yeah, it was a big night for us. We do elementary week every year where our varsity players go down into the elementary classrooms throughout the week during their study halls or gym class and help out with the kids. And, you know, it's a week that we take a lot of pride in as a program. So it was really good to see the boys then, after doing that stuff all week, really show up and just compete. And again, I hate to even say, you know, that's just where we are right now, is that we're hoping to compete in a lot of these games. But the boys did that on Friday night. You know, they had a couple kids out, which definitely helped us, but their size is something where you just can't match up with right now. So hopefully by the next time we play them here in a few weeks, we're able to handle that size and physicality a little bit better.
All right, and then wrapping up the recap here, you guys had Red Rock Central on Monday, and you know the Falcons are a team that are starting to find their stride after a couple of injuries early on in the season and getting some guys back. And you know, one of the best guards in the Red Rock Conference, and Henry Stavnis, he had a heck of a night, and it was back and forth, but the Falcons got the win, 77-68.
I got to tip my hat to them. Guessing you've seen them a few times this year, and they might not be the best basketball team. The Stavnis kid is their really only true basketball player, but the other kids in that program after last year having a tough football season, a tough basketball season, really bought into the weight room, and they did that from the time football ended till I'm sure they're still doing it right now, and you can tell their bodies are in better shape. And the other thing with them is that they really bought into being a team, and it shows on the court. And right now, they're a better basketball team than us because they're playing like one. They're playing like a team, all five guys on the court playing as one. And I'm just really impressed with their improvement and, you know, also frustrated with our lack of improvement. So moving forward, you know, it was a rude awakening losing that game for a lot of our boys. You never overlook an opponent. We tried and we preached before the game. Just because you beat them, you know, all throughout junior high at every level, they're playing well, and unfortunately we're not. So I think it was eye-opening for our boys. I hope it was humbling for our boys. I know it was humbling for us as coaches as well. And like you said with the Stavnis kid, we just had nothing for him. We tried a few different things, and, you know, he got to the hole whenever he wanted, and he got open looks from three whenever he wanted. So just like MCC, we're hoping when we see him again that we can hopefully slow him down a little bit more, and by that time hopefully play a little better as a team.
All right, sounds good, Coach. And looking forward here, you know, the next couple of games, you know, obviously you talked about not looking, overlooking anybody, but, you know, some quality teams, you know, coming in for you, but, you know, some winnable games the next few here for you, a chance for you to kind of, you know, flip things, flip the script, and, you know, about a little over halfway through the season, a chance to get back on track.
Yeah, you know, as coaches, you always circle games on the calendar that you think are winnable games, and my co-head coach Spencer Kipfer brought this up to the boys. You know, we have this week circled as, you know, a potential, you know, time to win three games. And the thing is that those other teams also have us circled on the calendar as a win. So you really got to bring it. Adrian's a very young team. They're just starting to get their footing here a little bit. Know they had a couple kids go down recently, but sounds like they're going to be back for our game on Thursday. And we just got to come and compete. They swept us last year, and we don't return a ton of kids from last year's team, but the two that did play a bunch definitely remember that. We had a good talk in practice about some of the things that they do as a program, and, you know, we're hoping for a good showing Thursday night, and then Saturday, a little bit new of an opponent. I looked back in our old basketball book, and I don't know the last time we have played Buffalo Lake Hector in basketball. I couldn't find it anywhere. So new opponent, don't know a ton about them other than watching a little bit of film on them this year. But what I do know with them is that they're young and scrappy, and just like we have them circled on our calendar, they have us circled on theirs, and they haven't had a ton of success this year, and that they're going to come in hungry, and I'm sure they smell blood like other teams do, and they come into our gym right now. So just really hoping we can come together as a team Thursday and Saturday and try to get the ship turned in the right direction.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here the next couple of games. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Jack. Have a good day.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Justin Espenson at ThriveVent is here to help you assess your finances in retirement and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 1-877-408-4748.
Hot Country, no, the other one, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's the Coach's Show here on KDOM, and it's time to give out the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers KDOM Player of the Week, and it is Red Rock Central sophomore Henry Stavness. Henry Stavness with a big game, and the game we covered against Heron Lake Okabino, full of 39 points for Stavness. A little bit of a breakout game for him this season after dealing with some injury early on in the year. Henry Stavness, the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers KDOM Player of the Week. We'll see Henry and the Falcons tomorrow night against Edgerton, and we'll hear from his head coach coming up here next here on KDOM Radio.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Schumacher of Red Rock Central Boys Basketball. And Coach, a good start to the new year for you, picking up that first win of the season. Had Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart at home, able to get that win 48-44.
Yeah, it was a very busy start to the new year there. We were going to play five games in 8 days, and starting with that Friday night, coming right out of New Year's, and we were able to get some practices in after Christmas there leading up to that, which was good, and then came out, and that was the night we got Henry back from injury there, and just having him on the floor, being a leader, and kind of being a point guy for an offense to run through was really good, and came out, played a pretty even first half. I think it was 25 all at halftime, and then had a nice run in the second half to take a nice lead, and still have some things to work on there defensively in terms of allowing them back in, getting stops, stringing some things together. I think we only gave up two or three field goals. I think it was three field goals in the entire second half, but fouls kind of kept them in the game because they were able to go to the line, and I think they were able to make, I believe that night was 18 to 20 from the free throw line from them, so that kind of kept them in the game, but ultimately there we were able to have enough offense and get enough stops to have pull out a very nice win. Especially leading into the next day with Wabasso, a very talented team. They've got a little bit of experience in the Getter kid, and then some of the other nice players that construct the floor. And then they got a five who does a nice job underneath. So that was a big challenge for us. I thought we played well in the first half of that game, kind of hanging in there, doing a lot of things that we could, but we didn't. Again, the kind of defensive effort, or I shouldn't say effort, but defensive stops and kind of controlling things better where we needed to and taking advantage of opportunities that we had. We just didn't quite make enough of the plays there. And give credit to Wabasso. They're a pretty good team here this year. But we played with great energy. It was an exciting crowd to play in. It was an exciting game to play in. We just didn't have enough. In our bag that night.
Yeah, big win there for Wabasso, 93-68. That's a really good team, now sitting still undefeated on the year. You guys tried to bounce back the following Tuesday on the 6th, a home game against Westbrook Walnut Grove. And you know, the two teams know each other very well, play each other, every year. And the kids know each other really well on and off the floor. It looked to be a little bit of a tough offensive night for you guys, and the Chargers got to win 70-47.
Yeah, Derek does a really nice job there of preparing his team always, knowing tendencies, knowing percentages, who to guard, who not to guard, and kind of what we want to do. And the Swanson kid is a really athletic, really fast guard for them, and does a lot of really nice things there. And the end of the first half, they had a little run, and then kind of played even in the second half where we needed to come out in the second half right away out of the halftime and play a little bit better, have a little bit of a response of our own, especially being at home, and we just didn't quite have that. They were able to get stops and really play very fundamentally sound defense there, and just didn't play
as well as we needed to. But again, they're a good team. You know, I think they're 8-4 at this point, and just not enough answers for them that night.
Yeah, tough one there against the Chargers, but able to bounce back on that Thursday on the road against Heron Lake Okabena. Full to, you know, Henry with a big night. I think he had somewhere around 39 points. You know, Heron Lake Okabena, Full, they're a big team, but you guys were the more physical team, and, you know, a lot of guys stepping up in some big time moments and able to get the win there, 65-47.
Yeah, that was a game where we were able to kind of get Abe Stavinis back, and just having another player come off the bench and be able to contribute and be athletic, and everybody that was on the floor knew what he can kind of contribute there, and having played a whole season last year and the year before that too. It was a nice job for us that night, getting another day of practice there on Wednesday to kind of shore some things up defensively that I wanted to be able to do against them. And I thought we executed really well in the first half, kind of kept them off the free throw line, which has been an issue for us, allowing teams to get into the bonus. In the first half there, did a nice job with that, took a nice lead into halftime. You know, Henry was obviously the catalyst of that with, I think he had 18 in the first half. And then second half, just kind of more of the same. We kind of stayed consistent. We played with good energy. We kind of kept them a little bit rattled on the defensive end of the floor there and never really allowed too many opportunities for them to get a big run going to come back, and just kind of were able to kind of walk away with it there with a really nice 18-point win. And yeah, like I said, Henry had a big night with 39. And but I was probably the most pleased with just our defensive effort of being able to kind of control things a lot more from that standpoint, which we knew we were going to really need to be able to do, because the following night we were going to go in and play a very, very good Southwest Christian team. You know, it was kind of very similar to just a week prior where we were playing, you know, Buffalo Lake Hector, and then we had to play with Basel. Well, here we had here in Lake, and we're going to then come right back with Southwest Christian. And at Southwest in Edgerton, you know, a tight little shoebox to play in there. They always play well there. It's going to be, it was a Friday night. Crowd is going to be excited. It was going to be a full house. And that night we came in and we played well at the beginning of the game. We kind of hung with it there. They got a little run towards the end of the first half. We got in a little bit of foul trouble there towards the end of the first half, and they were able to capitalize that. And then in the second half, we were just never able to really make a big run. Actually, I take that back. We did have a nice little run right before halftime to kind of get the score a little bit closer there. I think we went in down 9 at halftime. And but again, we just weren't able to come out in the first 4 minutes of the second half and produce the offense that we needed. They did a nice job defensively, and like I said, they were able to kind of walk away with it there on their home floor on a Friday night.
Yeah, it's 74-49 win for Southwest Christian there. And, you know, had to turn right back around on a Monday and take on the Wolverines of Mountain Lake area. Comfrey, you know, driving to Mountain Lake. That's another kind of a little bit of an odd setup there on the stage for that matchup. And you guys able to get the job done. It sounded like another big night for Henry, and your offense was going, and they got you got the win there, 77-68.
Yeah, we came out with really good offensive energy, did some things really nicely, and put up a season-high 46 points in the first half, which was great to see. Had some guys that were knocking down some shots. Jordan Turkelson had a big three in the first half. Finn Batalden had a couple threes in the first half, and that's really the key. As teams continue to key off of Henry and really work to, you know, send just a platoon of different bodies at him to keep fresh legs on him to just run and chase and bother as much as they can. We need other guys to step up, and some other people did there that night. Did a really nice job. In the second half, I probably should have called the timeout a little bit sooner than I did. They were able to kind of come back a little bit and get it in within 10. But then, with about 9.5 to go, but we were able to kind of just keep that double-digit lead right there around 10 for the remainder of the game. We kind of tightened some things up. I think we maybe lost a little bit of focus on what we needed to stop and who we needed to stop, and kind of controlling things a little bit better from a defensive standpoint that we had done a nice job of for the first half of the second half there. But big night from Finn with 20 and Henry with 37 that night. You know, so those two guys just kind of catalyst us to, you know, a nice offensive output of, you know, 77 points for a season high there for us for the year. And yeah, it was a great opportunity to go win a game that we needed to win. And was proud of the guys for that. And, you know, kind of keep rolling with that here as we have Edgerton coming up and we have Martin County West coming up in the big crossover weekend. So it'll kind of just keep getting better. So we need to make sure we do.
Absolutely, Coach. And kind of wrap things up here. You know, tough start to the season, but now starting to get healthy, starting to get some guys back and into a rhythm and playing together. And, you know, I think tomorrow night will be a good test for you with a really good Edgerton team coming to town. We'll be there for that one. Very excited to cover that game. The Dutchmen, they are a very athletic team, very long and lanky. They have been for a couple of years, but they got some guys who are seniors this year and juniors that have played a lot of basketball for them. I'm sure you're excited to get out there and kind of test yourselves here after having a couple of games with your guys back and playing together.
Yeah, I think it'll be a little bit of a contrast of styles of what they want to do. And, you know, they have a little bit of length. They start a couple 6'7" kids there, and they got a really good guard who's played a lot of basketball for them and is certainly the floor general of their team. And we'll see what we can do at home with the home crowd and you know, come out and play hard and you know, just continue to get better as the season goes along here as we're kind of tipping over the halfway point.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll talk to you again soon.
That sounds great, and I'm excited to see you, and we'll talk to you then.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Now, Hy-Vee Fuel Saver is Hy-Vee Perks. Get the same great benefits, like fuel savings. Plus, save even more with members-only Hy-Vee Perks prizes. Make the switch or sign up today. It's free and easy.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Kobe Lovell of the Windham Boys Basketball Squad. And Coach, we'll go back here to the start of the year. It was a Saturday for you coming off the holiday tournament where you guys got wins over Bold and Worthington to be the Windham Holiday Tournament champions. And riding high off of that, you guys got to take on Martin County West, who you know, was in that tournament, but you did not play them. And able to get the win on the road there in Trimont, 75-36, and Elliot Serene able to surpass 1,000 points.
Yeah. Especially winning your holiday tournament is kind of a high note for us, as we kind of didn't start like we wanted to at the beginning of the year, but going through our holiday tournament and winning that thing, it's a really cool accomplishment for our boys, and I think they'll remember that for a while. But yeah, going into that Saturday, we had a pretty busy Christmas break. So going into Saturday, don't know kind of what to expect, but I think the boys are ready to play in Martin County West. Elliot, a very cool accomplishment. He got it pretty early, and we wanted to kind of get in that accomplishment early right away. So him getting 1,000 points as a junior is a pretty cool accomplishment, and there's plenty more work for him to do, and I think he knows that and is excited to kind of accomplish more.
Absolutely. Getting that big win against Martin County West. They're on the road, and you know, having to go on the road again the following Tuesday and play a team that you just saw. It's tough to beat a team twice in 1 year, but also, you know, just a couple days removed from each other. You guys had Worthington on the road in Worthington. That's a tough place to play. It was a girl-boy doubleheader, and, you know, it a lot of energy in the building, and looked to be a low-scoring affair, but a close one, and you guys able to hold on in the end and get the win 54-52.
Yeah. I kind of told that to the guys before we played them, like, we can't expect what happened in the championship of our holiday tournament to be kind of the same thing. When you kind of play the same team that close to each other, you can watch some film, you can see what you need to work on, and that's kind of exactly what happened. I told the guys before the game, it's going to come down to kind of execution, like, who's going to win that next play, because they know what you're going to run. So what are you going to do after that stuff doesn't work? And I thought we did a good job of kind of, when that stuff didn't work, we maybe didn't score, we got a stop on the other side of the ball. So it was a very tight one. Yes, like you said, Worthington's a tough place to play, and they're a pretty good team too. So a lot of energy. close throughout. We kind of came back. They came back. So overall, a very fun basketball game for our boys, and it's always good to play in those close games.
Absolutely. Big win there against Worthington. And a couple days later, having to travel on the road to take on Pipestone. And Pipestone, you know, at least in recent history, has been a tough place for the Eagles to go into and try and pick up a win. And unfortunately for you guys, this was another tough night as the Arrows got the win 74-56.
Yeah. Again, another thing we kind of stress throughout the week, like any team in our conference is going to give us their best shot no matter who you're playing, and anybody can kind of beat anybody. And they're very athletic. They shot it very well against us that night. And playing there, once you kind of get hit in the mouth, and we kind of got hit in the mouth right away at the beginning of the game, and it was kind of too big of a hole to kind of come back. But I was proud of our guys. They didn't quit at all. Usually when you can kind of get hit in the mouth like that right away, it's very hard, and it's hard to gain that momentum back. And we had some runs throughout the game there. Shots didn't fall like we were hoping to kind of get there, and that's basketball, that happens. But overall, the fight was okay, and tough to look at, and we can build off of stuff there too.
All right, and then finally for the wrap-up here, last night you guys had Blue Earth at home, and, you know, we're into the part of the schedule where we start seeing teams for the second time, you know, this time getting the Buccaneers at home, and, you know, we know they've got some hoopers on that side. You know, Will Bromlin had a big night for them. You know, a tough night altogether. It was close throughout, but Buccaneers got the win 84-76.
Yeah, like you said, with seeing these teams twice, it's kind of exciting for, I think, both teams. I think they could say the same. Like, when you start to see teams twice, you kind of game plan for them a little bit more. You kind of know what they're going to show. And like you said, William Bromlin and that Silly Dahlberg, they're very good players, and they hit some tough shots against us last night. But in the kind of in our ballroom before the game, our staff kind of challenges guys like, hey, there's got to be more effort. There's got to be something that you got to show on the court. And again, overall, I was actually really proud of how the guys fought through there. When you have good basketball players, they're going to hit tough shots. We went on a run a little bit. They went on a run, and it was a lot of fun. It was a fun game. I think anybody that was at that game can kind of say that. I feel like we scored enough points where we're going to win most of those games. But their record shows for themselves, and they're coached well. So it's going to be fun kind of going forward into Laverne on Friday.
Yeah, Coach, you know, you mentioned it, Laverne on Friday. It was a pretty physical game last night, and it's going to be physical again on Friday. You saw Laverne at the Target Center, a little bit of a different scenario at the Target Center. You never can really fully judge, but, you know, headed on the road to take on Laverne on Friday. And then, of course, you know, like we said, it's getting into playing teams twice here now towards the back end of the season. What's kind of your expectations for Friday and maybe some thoughts here headed into the second part of the season?
I think going into Friday for sure, we know what they're going to throw at us. I think they're going to throw a bunch of different stuff at us, a little bit of zone, a little bit of man. They do a very nice job of switching that up throughout the game, and playing in Laverne is going to be tough. But we're a very capable basketball team that can make shots, and we're very good down low. So overall, kind of going into the second part of the season, we are starting to see stuff kind of put together here, and we just kind of have to execute at a high level. And as we get closer to the end of the year, I feel like we're going to be a tough team to play. So if I had to say one big thing for us going into that second half of the year is just execution of what we want to do, and everybody playing with a lot of energy, a lot of effort, and playing at a high level. It'll be fun.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Excited to be there in Laverne tomorrow, or Friday night, for that girl-boy doubleheader. Should be a lot of fun. Coach, again, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again down the road, and good luck here the next couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Polk.
You bet. And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Extra Touch Auto of Windham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto, 507-831-1314.
If you grow soybeans here in Minnesota, know that biodiesel increases the value of a bushel of soybeans by nearly 63 cents and removes 230,000 vehicles from Minnesota's roads. Visit mnsoybean.org and learn more. This message is brought to you by the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Welcome
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. Have a great rest of your Wednesday night. Back to high school sports action tomorrow night on Hot Country 94.3 as Red Rock Central takes on Edgerton in some boys basketball action. It's 16 degrees here in Windham.